Hey guys, Will Durst here with a couple of words straight out of the middle of the campaign doldrums. And those words are money, money, money. We're in that lazy home stretch on the way to the national conventions, and the candidates are busier than sharks in shallow tuna-infested waters trying to raise a little bit of money. Maybe some more money. How about all the money? At this point, they're so omni-focused, you'd think they were being pursued by the hounds of fundraising hell. Well, maybe they are. In May, the president picked up $60 million versus $76 for the presumptive Republican nominee, and that was considered by most experts to be slack city, chump change. Must have been distracted, weren't really trying. But those were just random tips. Well, this is collection plate time, and both candidates are running large-scale donation mining operations, scouring the country for buried treasure, holding potential donors by the heels and shaking the change out of their pockets. It's a lot like a listening tour, but the only people being heard are those with big, fat, wide-open wallets. The two campaigns expect to raise $1 billion each by September, and that doesn't count the money being sucked up by the respective super PACs either. We can't blame the politicians. It was the Supreme Court that started this amazing race for cash when it judged money to be free speech. And the candidates are simply searching for the loudest voices. The human megaphones who can drown out everybody else at 50 paces. American Idol for shriekers. Then again, don't bother asking what these big-time donors get for their money, because we all know the difference between a campaign contribution and a bribe is nothing more than five syllables. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.